Fred.
Vink.
Vink.
Peter Venkman.
I don't know what that is. Who that is?
Peter Venkman was Bill Murray's character on Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
But you say Vank really funny.
It's Vank. Thanks.
Vank.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I
thank you so much.
I don't think you understand. I don't have enough time to pay attention to the TH in that word. TH. Yeah, the TH. My body hurts. Can I just say that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you just did.
I think something is trying to interfere with my life.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My body hurts too. I think my son got me sick.
And you gave it to me.
And I've been coming to work all week. So if everybody here gets achy and if it gets like up into your sinuses and it's in your throat and then all my muscles feel like they just are really sore because I walked from New York City to Albuquerque.
That's what I feel like.
That's how I feel. Just so you know.
Okay.
So. Just want to let you know, you're not freaking out.
Okay.
You're not going crazy.
So this is real?
This is real!
Oh, no! I just wanted it to be like a, you know, how sometimes you wake up in the morning like, oh, I don't feel good. And then 30 minutes later, you're fine.
I feel great! Yeah, that's not going to be that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'm excited! Listen to me.
I'm hoping mine's just allergies, to be honest.
If it is, and mine isn't, I'm going to be kind of upset.
I jumped up really early and threw the shower on, like, excruciatingly
really
painful heat. So that I could just, like, walk in there and breathe in a bunch of steam.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of cleared stuff out, bro.
Good.
So, I have to give a shout-out and props to my son. Yesterday was the school's spelling bee. He's in the third grade, and it's all the way up to fifth grade.
Okay.
And the words are fifth grade, like spelling bee words. You know what I mean? It's like, dun, 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 this is it. Fifth graders win these things.
Mm-hmm.
My son was determined, and I want to call him a little later when he wakes up to talk more about it. But he did really well. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Third grade. Love it. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey there.
How are you guys doing?
Sick.
Yeah, we're sick.
And we're going to go hang out with listeners today for lunch.
Yeah, poor Scott and family.
That's nice.
We have to wear a little mask.
Oh, that's nice, guys.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have fun over there.
We will. Well,
not only are we spreading the word, but we're spreading viruses.
You guys are really sick, and you guys obviously need some Get Soothed tea from the SoPo.
Right, Soothed tea.
Soothed.
Get Soothed.
Yeah, I remember, I guess you were a little sick once, I guess. I don't know if it was when you guys had Stephen Christian on, but one of you guys must have ordered the Get Soothed tea from SoPo down there.
Yes.
Yes, we'll have to check it out. Thank you, Matthew, for remembering.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, Steve-O, how was it last night with the Brody?
It was good.
The Brody?
The Brody.
Brody.
That's my son. He's called the Brody.
My mom wanted me to tell you, Steve-O, that she thinks that his name is just so cute.
Oh, that's great.
It is cute.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matthew.
It is really cute.
Hey, man, it's Friday. What can we play for you?
This morning, guys, I want you guys to play something by, let's see, So Cold by Farther Seems Forever, I think.
Further. But yes, very
good. Farther does seem forever.
Yes, and I did see your guys' soundboard on Instagram last night.
Yep.
We got a soundboard.
We got a soundboard. We're really, really happy.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'll talk to you guys Monday morning.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what, Dexter? I just got a texter.
A texter from Dexter?
Yes, from Dexter.
What do you say?
He's telling me I'm always sick and I need to get some nutrition. But I think it's just because he's slinging those shakes.
Oh, yeah. He's like all health freak right now.
He's health freak. You know what the sad thing is? My wife said the same thing. Well, if you were just taking this.
Whatever. I take a daily vitamin.
I don't take any of that. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's Friday. It's good. It's good. It's a good day.
It is Friday.
And y'all feel bad, but you're going to feel better.
We are.
Just wait.
It's true.
Just wait. You know what? In between, while you guys are playing songs, you guys could do kinesthetics and, like, try to get your blood rolling so you feel better and maybe run around the the studio, you know, do some handstands or something like that. I don't know. I'm just trying to help you guys out because I love you.
I have wicked sinus stuff, so what we're going to do is we're going to call a freaky Buddhist person in here and do hot yoga.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's is it like
awesome.
Sinus issues and stuff? Yeah, you got to check out the
Does
webcam.
Does that drain it?
That's not really going to happen, so don't count on
it. You should try, though, but have like someone who's not technically qualified to teach it. Like,
right.
Like a hobo. You could do hobo hot yoga. Just turn up the thermostat and then have him do different like ways that he sleeps, and you all try to like, you know, imitate the position. It would be cool.
And
I think that would be awesome. Anyway, I had a request.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of important. I know Mitch probably won't like it, but I watched your video yesterday. I thought that was amazing that you guys posted videos.
Yeah.
And I think that you should say something in Elmo voice, because Elmo's pretty much the best. And
it's not even a song request, it's a you request.
Wow. Wow.
It's quite a talent that you have there.
See, you don't have a song request, you're requesting me.
I'm requesting you to be you in the greatest sense of the you-ness that you are.
Okay, can we talk about this video? He was trying out these weird voices, but we noticed while watching the video that it's like he's like floating like a balloon half the time. Like, what is wrong with you?
I can't do voices without being really animated, apparently.
Well, yeah, you get into the character. I mean, he was doing, what was that? What was his other character that he was doing?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm going to call it a helium balloon.
Hey, everybody. That's it. I love it. This is so funny. Yeah. I was laughing at work, and then they were like, they were looking at me. It was great.
Yeah, that was impromptu. We didn't plan that.
Obviously, because he was being really rude to me before he realized the camera was there. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, it just got awkward in here.
Just kidding.
It's okay. Mitch said something negative about Elmo being hurt, and I thought, oh, the poor children that watch this video.
I know! Man!
I'm just pointing out the facts.
Yeah, just saying. But you guys should post more videos in the afternoon. Go on wild adventures to random places that are conveniently around the campus.
We will do that.
We'll do.
Just throwing it out there.
All right.
You guys. Have a great day.
You
feel better.
Man. All right, thanks.
We're going to need that.
We are going to need that. So if you missed it, yesterday, Celeste, our afternoon girl.
She's talented.
Yeah, she caught us in a moment we were trying to prepare for today's show, which totally happened.
Totally did not happen.
We had a big show for you today. And so she caught us in our, I don't know, what'd you call that? Our moment of preparation.
Yeah, it was a moment. You were not focused yet. You had literally just gotten back from lunch, I guess. You picked up lunch.
Yeah.
And then
I think that's why I'm sick. My immunities are gone because I had a crappy meal.
You had the golden arches.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know why I do that. Once every 6 months, I'm like just driving back and I'm like, this is convenient. Sure, it tastes like poop and I can't feel my tongue because of all the sodium on their fries.
Mm. So good.
That's right. I'm going to get a double filet-o fish.
That was disgusting. Awful. That was gross.
So, like,
that was gross even. It's gross even thinking about. So, she caught us.
Yeah, if you missed the video, check it out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's where I do my amazing ability talking like a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
So you're not going to do it right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Because I've got a cold.
Okay.
Because I'm so cold.
I can't work this into the song.
For this seems forever.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
626.
Well, it's about time.
Happy Friday, everybody.
It's only 6:30. Hey.
So, I've been getting shamed.
You've been getting shamed?
Via text.
Oh, yeah. I hear texters from Dexter. Maybe that could be like a new segment.
Texters from Dexters. He's really like into health and fitness. I got a couple friends who do that. They sling shakes like drug dealers, but it's like healthy. I don't know.
Yeah.
He keeps telling me I need to come over for dinner and he just needs 30 minutes of my time.
I know what he's doing. I see those people on Facebook. Whenever I had a Facebook, I would just be like, you know what? I have to block what you're saying because I really don't care.
Well, Let's be completely honest. How often do you, like, work out?
Never.
How often do you, like, eat healthy and plan out your diet and do things?
Oh, like 3 days a week.
You see, I think you and I have the same problem.
We're just inconsistent.
We're skinny fat.
We are. This is a big problem.
I can run about 3 blocks before I, like, keel over.
Really? I can run, like, half a block.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
I'm like, wow, you are fit.
Yeah, this week...
It's going to really go against me someday, though. Don't worry.
I think it doesn't count because I'm sick. Not feeling well. But last night, I was wrestling with Luke, my middle child.
Mm-hmm.
We call him the older child.
He is the older child because he's not really middle.
Yeah, we don't want to say that. We don't want to say middle child because then middle child syndrome creeps in, apparently.
You have a 9-year-old, you have a 7-year-old, and a
baby.
9-week-old.
So we were told you call him the oldest, the older, and then the youngest.
Yeah.
You call him middle child. Oh, that's our middle child. Because then they turn out to be like my brother. I'm just kidding. My brother's awesome. Anyways, so I started reading up on this, and apparently it's becoming very popular. Wow.
Okay.
A prominent bioethicist says heaping more stigma on overweight people may help curb obesity rates in the U.S. And others say there's plenty of stigma already out there. Unhappy with the slow pace of public health efforts to curb America's stubborn obesity epidemic, this bioethicist is saying, hey, here's what you do. Let's go edgier, bro. Quote, unquote. Actually, the bro wasn't quoted. It was edgier strategy to promote weight loss. Bro. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Fat shaming. Yes.
That doesn't... Okay, I might just be assuming, but that doesn't sound very nice.
Yeah. He says public posters that would say questions like this. If you are overweight or obese, are you pleased with the way you look? And then some skinny, attractive-looking dude staring at him like, ugh. This is real.
Ugh.
Ugh.
How?
Just like that.
Okay.
And then Dex is going to be standing next to him holding a shake. Hey! I got your back.
Oh, my gosh.
Not really.
No.
So this guy, Daniel Callahan, he's a senior research scholar and president of the Hastings Center. I don't know. He put out a new paper this week calling for this emphasis on social pressure against heavy people. But here's the thing, dude. As I read this, you and I have apparently great metabolism because we
eat right now,
terribly.
Oh, yeah. Like yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
That was not
okay. Yesterday. Double Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, that made me want to throw up because it smelled gross.
It was bad. You take a bite and the fish just like sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, I'm going to gag. I'm going to gag.
That was the closest thing to the station.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Mwah.
Why is that the closest thing? It was awful.
Yeah, it was pasty and disgusting. I only do it like once every other month or so.
It was disgusting.
I forget. You forget.
That's how I am.
Like a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. That's scripture.
And that's you returning
that's
to your vomit.
I return to it every like other month when I forget how disgusting Mickey D's is and how much it hurts my body. I'm like, I could do this. I'm serious. My lips, I don't know if maybe it's partially because I slept with my mouth open because I couldn't breathe. But my lips hurt.
That's because of your sleeping habits.
No, I think it's because they're fries.
Okay, probably
I think it's the sodium
not.
From their fries.
I don't think so.
So, I almost feel like we need to talk to Dexter about this.
Yeah.
This is what he does.
Yeah, okay.
This is his side gig. Shaming of fatness.
This is...
Heavyweight, overweight, heavy people, apparently.
Well, if that works, then we should shame everything.
That's what we gotta do. But my thing is this. Just because you look thin, like, we look thin, but I know that...
No, we're not.
If somebody ever was like, hey, guys...
You're young.
Let's go to the gym. You guys are young and in shape. Let's go jog.
I'd find every reason to not go.
Oh, I'd cry. My brother's like super
jogging.
Workout guy.
So is my brother.
And so he's constantly like, bro, gotta come over, bro. I just got these like bio
perfect push-up
thingy things. And dude, it's incredible. And all you gotta do is this and check me out, bro. Yeah. Benching 480. I don't know what he's benching.
But he's always way too much
always,
for him.
That's all he talks about. It's like, yeah, I can rock this. I do this. I'm like this. I'm like, that's great, dude.
This
I play a lot of video games and hang out with my kids, and yesterday hurt my back trying to lift my son. So, maybe there's something to it. Because seriously, yesterday I was hanging out with Luke. We started, like, wrestling around, and he starts, like, tickling me, and I couldn't get him to stop. Like, he was so powerful for a 7-year-old. So strong! And so I start trying to get him, and I tried to lift him, and I kid you not, I fell over.
Oh, no.
I think I pulled something in my back. I'm thinking I should probably start exercising or doing something healthy.
So just like morning stretches at least. Just start there. Morning stretches.
Dude, we used to have a buddy here. He did worship here years ago. Do you remember Todd Warren?
I've heard.
He was like super healthy guy and, you know, thin and fit. And we have Devos every week.
Yeah.
And so during Devos, like during worship and during the prayer, he's like doing these crazy yoga stretches. And he was always, but he was like, yeah, I always had this crazy smile on his face. And he was just so happy. And he was always like weirdly stretching.
Okay. How do you?
Loved it.
So we're talking about shaming people for being overweight, which is really rude, just in case you didn't know. How do you tell someone, like, what something else that they're doing is completely inappropriate? Like,
it wasn't inappropriate. It made me happy.
No, that would not make me happy. It's so... Sorry. No.
Just gonna... Hold on.
I'm sorry. I can't focus.
I feel like if we... During the 7 or 6 o'clock hour...
we just stretch the entire
time. We just stretch the whole time. See? You're just sitting in a chair.
Okay.
Not doing anything.
But you have to go one, two, three. So you have to do that.
I don't know how to... I didn't even know stretches. This
you're
is how bad it is because
right.
I'm like...
You're gonna pull a muscle.
If I turn this way, is that a stretch?
No.
I used to play softball. I don't remember how to stretch.
One thing I see a lot of people doing when they're stretching is holding their leg like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What does that do?
I don't know.
Does it feel good?
Oh, yeah. I feel the burn.
Is it burning or is it stretching?
I don't know. Just stretching.
Try the other one. What is that doing?
Nothing. It just makes my legs hurt.
Okay. Stop doing it. It's not good for you.
Okay. Maybe I'll just stand. That's the exercise, right?
No.
4 hours of standing. I'll jog in place.
I'm pretty sure that's bad.
During the whole show. Rest of the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay. If you jogged in place during the show, I would die. I would lose it. If I came in here and found out that you jog in place during the show for like 30 minutes. Oh, this is awful.
I got 25 minutes left.
Okay. We better take a break.
So, no, we can't take a break.
We had to take a break. This
cardio.
Is too much for me.
So, I can't read this. I'm going to throw up. It's like bouncing. Can you read this? Read that.
I can't read it.
MyStaticRadio.com.
Oh, my gosh.
Webcam.
I have no idea what to...
I'm not going to stop.
Apparently, it's just okay to shame people for being overweight.
Or like, skinny fat, because I feel skinny fat, and Dex has been shaming me with his little shakes.
I don't shame you.
Telling me I need to get fit so I can enjoy my kids.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
I'm just going to keep jogging.
Oh,
I've been going for a minute!
I don't know.
I've been going for a whole minute, Mitch! Praise me!
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you! That's what I need.
Okay, what if we...
Be my spotter! Be my jogging in place spotter! Yes.
You don't need a spot.
I know nothing about working out.
Do you know what a spot is?
I really don't.
You gotta stop. A spot is if someone is doing something dangerous. They need a spot. They need someone to make... to. Be there to catch
have
them.
You ever seen me try to run? I need a spotter. I haven't done this.
Aren't you sick?
Yeah. Feel the burn.
I feel like you should stop.
Feel the burn.
Oh, this is all Dex's fault. I blame Dex for this.
According to this guy, Daniel Callahan, he's a senior research scholar at the Hastings Center. It's really hard to read. He wants to do something called fat shaming to help curb obesity.
Okay.
He wants to put up posters and make fun of people that are overweight.
Okay, so that's...
Because he's a jerk.
That's not going to work. So
it works for me, though. Because I realize I'm out of shape.
Okay, so what if I'm like, you look dumb while you're running?
I don't care.
You're running in place. You look dumb.
Feel the burn.
Doesn't that make you feel sad?
Dude, I've been doing this for 2 minutes.
I want you to stop.
I don't want to stop. I don't think I can, actually, because I think it's going to hurt the second I stop. Yeah. So I'm just going to keep going.
Okay, this is... I don't think anyone else does this, and I don't think anyone really shames someone for being overweight.
So
and if they do, they're considered
jerks.
We
don't have time. We don't have time. We have busy schedules. We got to do a morning show, and when we're done with the morning show...
Hey, did you really stretch before you started running?
No, I didn't.
That's not good.
My hips already hurt.
Okay, because you're in trouble now.
How do you run? Do you run and, like, I've just been touching my toes. So it's like jazzercise or whatever. I saw that video with that lady.
Richard Simmons? Oh.
Yeah, her. So, I haven't touched it. I can't answer the phone because I'm, let's see. Did I get it?
Get it?
Static!
Good morning. I have to call in. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You know, posters, like, humiliating fat people would not work. That would so backfire. You know, fat people would go so postal on this. It would be crazy.
Don't they just yell at people on that reality show where they're just, like, overweight and they're like, don't be overweight! And they're, like, yelling at them. I've seen the commercials. What's that called? Biggest Loser?
Yeah.
Biggest Loser? That's terrible.
They're getting a lot of money if they win.
Isn't that what it's called?
They get a lot of money if they win.
Oh.
Okay, there's a gym where however much weight you lose, they take off your membership. So
that doesn't
it encourages
help me.
You with money.
I weigh
you
like 150 pounds. If I lose any weight,
it's
I'll
okay.
die.
So, opposite you could do.
What? It's really hard to focus.
I don't know what you said. What?
I'm slowing down.
She's not there. Here.
Slowing down. Okay.
Okay, I need you to stop.
I gotta lay down.
You really did just run. Okay.
I can't do it anymore.
If you missed that on the webcam.
3 minutes.
It was almost four.
I did it.
It was almost four. You okay?
No, my legs are burning. I can't feel my hips.
Should I run now?
No, I wouldn't. Unless it's to go get help. Maybe you should run and go get help.
How's your left arm? Is it your left arm that I should be worried about? Is it numb?
I don't even know what that means. See, I didn't pay attention in PE.
I think that's a stroke.
Oh, wow. That's serious.
Yeah. If you throw up, I think it's a heart attack.
I thought you're not supposed to stop moving when you stop.
Oh, running. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember that much from
supposed to walk in place.
From PE. After we had to run the mile, they would make us walk one lap. So we didn't.
You know what's crazy is, you know, when I, in high school, I went to NIMI.
Mm-hmm.
We had to.
Why?
I was a runner. Maybe that's why I hate it so much. Because it reminds me of back then when I was, like, forced to run.
Right. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
I remember my PE teachers yelling at me to run and be like, you run! That was really mean.
So, Dr. Tom Inge, he's an expert in childhood obesity at the Cincinnati's Children's Hospital, says no amount of teasing, probing questions about why they wish they could do it, or medications seem to help. So if one is proposing to help them by more stigmatization, that would seem both antithetical and unethical. So not everybody's happy with this dude. Antithetical. I can't. The letters are moving on the page.
I think you're getting sick. So
I'm okay.
Overall, this isn't going to work.
No?
Shaming someone?
Does shaming somebody ever work? Sadly, it seems like that happens in the church a lot, too. To be honest.
What?
The church.
Oh, yeah. It's so
seems
true.
Like that
bring
becomes
back
the
to
norm.
That, for sure.
Oh, hey, that guy totally screwed up. What can we... Let's shame him. Let's make sure everybody knows what he did. Let's make sure everybody points. Make sure everybody says, I'm so disappointed
in you.
Talking
about shaming in the wrong
make
way.
Sure everybody... Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But that's what they're doing with this.
Yeah,
obesity.
It's not okay.
Oh, that person's overweight? Well, it doesn't matter why they're overweight. Let's just say that they're lazy. Let's just say that they can't do it, that they're not willing to do anything to lose weight. And maybe if we shame them enough, then they'll get their act together and lose some weight.
Yeah, no,
that's
it doesn't work like that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But sadly, we use that same method in the church, and it's ridiculous. We forget that all fall short of God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody makes a mistake, somebody screws up, and we as a church are the first to stand there and go, hey, bro.
Yeah.
You suck.
No, I agree. It's awful.
I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
No. And you know,
I would love to be wrong on that.
I find that it's like individually we do that, but once we come together, it's like, well, you shouldn't be thinking about that person like that. And then it's like, you're judging that person for judging that person, even though you probably judged that person at first, too.
Wow. I got
Am I
like
thinking
whiplash
about this too much?
From all the judging just
Sorry.
Now. It is Friday morning. We are T-minus 19 minutes away from Sam Swan judging us. Because he's a runner, and he's all in shape and stuff.
Oh my gosh, I have to ask him.
We'll talk to him about that. Some Linkin Park for you now. Song's called Castle of Glass. It's a culture shock. Details on that, mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Static Radio. Unifier, lock the light in. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, traffic.
There is an accident, 528 southbound at Idalia.
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 Okay.
And There's some other stuff happening, too.
Right, Ann?
Like, the road is closed due to construction. UNSR south between McMahon and Bandelier. There's also Morgue Road construction. The left lane is closed. Avenida Cesar Chavez at Walter.
Walter.
Construction works southern at Eubank, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvert campus, phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Hey. How did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for Christmas?
I don't know.
He felt his presence. Fun Joke Friday! It's Fun Joke Friday. It is finally Fun Joke Friday. Finally Fun Joke Friday. That's what I'm changing it to.
Finally Fun Joke Friday, really?
It's about dang time.
Not enough? Okay. Speaking of the Force...
Did you not get the best news, some of the best news ever yesterday?
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't break the news to me.
Ugh, I was really upset.
Joey broke it to me like 5 hours before you did.
Well, I didn't. I'm
sorry. For those of you Star Wars fans who haven't heard, Disney announced yesterday the director of Episode 7. We could talk about this all day, so I'm not going to. Said I'm going to answer the phone. Static!
Hi, can I speak to Steven Jeter?
This is him.
Hi. This is Ronald Crumtree from State Farm.
Hi.
We've got... Hey, this is Matt.
Hey! You did such a good regular accent.
That was really good. I'm like, who is this clown?
I know. Yeah.
Hey, it's Matt Lott from Waverly.
Hey.
Well... Used to be
formerly Jeter. Waverly.
Let's go ahead.
He's really happy about it, though.
R.I.P. Waverly. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Womp, womp, womp.
What are you doing?
I'm driving to work and it's raining.
Dude, no, you just picked the perfect time to call because I was just announcing that Disney finally announced their director for Star Wars. Did you read that?
Oh, I'm so excited.
I don't know how I feel, so you tell me why you're excited.
Oh my gosh! Did you not see Super 8?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Here's the thing, Star Trek. He can't direct Star Trek and Star Wars.
Why
there's
not?
Like there's this weird. No.
He rebooted Star Trek, and apparently he did a good job. So what is your problem?
You have to look at it like that. Look what he did. I never ever was interested in Star Trek, and I'm a pretty big nerd. Star Trek was just too far for me. I couldn't do it. That was.
Oh,
wait, what's the tagline? It's like where you've never gone before or whatever.
Oh, yeah, boldly going where no man has gone before.
Well, I couldn't go there.
Yeah.
Until J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, now, I hear you.
He did make
now,
it a lot more.
He's going to do Star Wars, which for me was a big deal when I was a kid, you know, because I was born 1983 when Return of the Jedi came out.
Yeah.
See it at least 4 years later, but I was born that year.
Oh, man.
See, maybe this...
I'm trying to be excited.
Maybe this new episode is going to make me want to see it, because I'm not going to lie, I did not grow up with Star Wars, and I was kind of bored.
If there is anybody who should be directing Star Wars, I think J.J. Abrams is like the coolest dude in the universe. However, it's just weird to me that Star Trek and Star Wars are going to kind of collide, because... People are already complaining that the new Star Trek movies were too much like Star Wars. So I wonder how he's going to make Star Wars more Star Wars-y.
This is what I think is going to happen. You ready?
Yeah.
He's known to be a big fan of Star Wars. And, you know, he had said in an interview already that he would rather watch it. But I guess Steven Spielberg got what's-her-face, Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah,
I know too much about this situation.
seems like it. That's okay, though.
Guys, I've got all the news. I've got all the news about Star Wars, because all I do all day on my day off is just sit at home on a computer and read the internet.
Read the internet.
I scour the internet for news about nerd stuff.
Oh, man. You do know everything about this.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at work. Okay, and so this is what has happened at work. I work at Forever 21 in the stockroom, and I've worked there for forever, 21. And then Tim from House of Heroes needed a job. Well, first, Jared Byers from formerly Bleach needed a job. We got him a job. And then Dave needed a job. So he worked there. And Teddy had, when he moved out here, he needed a job. So he worked there for a little bit. And then Tim from House of Heroes needed a job. And then Christmas is coming up. And Eric from House of Heroes needed a job. So wow. He got a job. And then Brian McSweeney that used to play in 7 Day Jesus needed a job. So he got a job.
So what you're saying is that Forever 21 stock room
is awesome.
It's like the coolest, yeah, like 90s, 2000s, and now of like Christian rock alternative bands.
If all those guys worked
really
at the stock
room. And there's a couple of other guys that play in bands. Not real. There's one band called Hundredth or something. They're like a metal band. One of the guitar players works there. And then there's a local Nashville band. And so we're sitting there saying, I remember when you had to download stuff on Napster illegally.
Napster, I remember Napster.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's fun. But anyway, I completely lost my train of thought.
On your day off, you were looking up all this stuff.
Lots of cool Star Wars stuff going on.
As excited as I am about Star Wars, and I almost just got hit by a car, but as excited as I am about that, the best day was I went to work and me and Eric were working and I was like, I feel like today's going to be a really good day. I feel like there's going to be Spider-Man movie news. And then later that day they announced What's His Face is going to be Harry Osborn, the guy from Chronicle.
Yes, wait, it's going to be amazing.
I'm so happy.
Are you serious? How have I not heard this?
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Why didn't you call me like immediately?
Where have you been?
I don't have time. I have children.
The dude from Chronicle, the main guy from Chronicle.
No
amazing.
Way.
Perfect, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be Harry. How perfect is that?
Oh, man. That's the best news ever.
I know. Now, the only thing that would be even better would be is if Christoph Waltz was announced as Norman Osborn. That would blow my mind.
That would be amazing. And it would make, maybe Jamie Foxx can convince him because they were just in that Django movie and Jamie Foxx is in it.
Maybe so.
Trying to connect. I didn't either. Man, skipped it.
Man, I miss you guys.
Miss you too, Matt Lott.
You don't miss me.
Yeah, except
I don't miss you. I miss Steve-O.
That's why I said it. I was just pointing out the truth.
And I miss Bieber.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But, so I'm just driving to work. And I thought I'd call you guys.
We miss you, Matt Lott. When are we going to see House of Heroes back in Albuquerque?
I don't know. I'm trying to convince Tim every day that we need to go back there. And he's like, well, it's just expensive and I'm married now.
Oh, man. Tell him
Beautiful.
You're married, too.
Beautiful. Getting the inside scoop.
Freaks!
I heard the voices, too.
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Hey. What?
7:10.
Good morning.
It's actually 7:11.
7:11.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Joining us in studio right now from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico, Sam Swat.
What's up? Oh.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here. Did that sound sincere?
Yes.
Because I mean for it to.
Absolutely.
Good. I believed it.
Because I can sound insincere.
It's been a random morning. We had a random call this morning from Matt Lott from Waverly.
That was pretty sick.
Formerly of Waverly, because they just made a band announcement.
Yeah.
Breaking up, calling
they
it quits.
They are done. But they left us with a parting gift. And you can find out all the information at our Facebook.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's just like a wacky Friday.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. Static!
Hey, I got a band announcement.
What? You got a band announcement?
We got a band announcement to make, too.
Oh. Wait.
Hold on.
Joey. Yeah. Joey, your best friend.
Hi, Joey, my best friend.
I know sometimes we forget, but I have this band called The Echoing Dream.
Yeah, what? We just
electronic band?
Yeah, we just added a song called Matter, like new stuff from.
Well, that's really great because that's going to make royalties complicated. But they, we're getting rid of the main songwriter of the band, the one that writes all our beats.
Yeah. What? You're leaving the band?
No. But that orange button on my keyboard, that one button that I push that makes
everything.
All the songs for us, I popped off that button.
Oh,
and I
no!
voted, and I voted the one button that makes all our songs, the ones that we push and it goes.
Yeah.
Out.
Why?
It just, I don't know.
Was it, you
know,
so you were, over?
It was a, I don't know if the button was living right. I could see fingerprints. It was getting kind of like worn around the sides. I just kind of feel like it hadn't been. I kind of felt like it was letting, when I wasn't around, like it was just letting everything out.
Oh, you know, no.
Going out.
Did you have like a band meeting with Chrissy about this before you guys just decided to get rid of that button?
She wasn't there. She was busy squeezing out your kids, so I just kind of had to move. Make the move. But,
does she know about it now?
The thing I'm worried is, like, the button is, I got rid of the button, but really get rid of the button.
Yeah, see?
Because it's kind of like the Phoenix entity. And so the button shows up, like, in all other kinds of places, but at least it's not writing all our songs anymore.
But the, and, man, so that
I,
means...
I just hated that, you know, we were, Chrissy and I were putting all this talent into the songs, but, you know, this stupid button was just kind of a ham and stealing all the limelight, and everyone's thinking, oh, look how good them pushing that button is.
Dude.
And it's just...
that magical programming button, you just, wow.
Yeah, the one that made hit songs and brought us millions.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
So,
you and
so
that
we were
Psy
just
guy.
Like, you know...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, it's tough scenes all around, you know? It's tough all around right now.
So does that mean you're going to have to start hiring, like, real musicians to, like, help you, you know, like, write stuff, you know, like, with real drums?
How does this work
guitars?
Now?
Guitars. Like, I don't even know where... Where's the Echoing Green going to go without that magical programming electronic button?
I'm so glad you asked that, because it's been the pain of my life and my mind. I haven't even been able to think straight. And then I was wiring together, you know, I was hacking an old PS1 so that I could play burn CD games. And I was, which is also just my basics of soldering.
Right.
And I decided that that button doesn't need to be a button at all, but rather a joystick.
Wow. Wow.
And that's just a whole different dynamic.
Yeah. So what does it do?
Because with the joystick, you know who's, that's just a good worker.
Right.
That there's no question who's driving the ship.
Right. This is true. Did you happen to talk to Ronnie Martin from the Joystick Electric when you were trying to make this decision? So, because
there may have been some influence there.
When you guys. You know, when you guys are kind of the same band, right? In the Christian realm, that's kind of what people think. It's like, well, there's the Echoing Green and there's Joy Electric, and they're both that one electronic band that computers make their music. Was there any consulting with Ronnie or?
I'm gonna start crying.
You know, it was more just like there's between me and Ronnie, there's always been an info hand me down, just passing down through generations and. Generations of floppy disks.
Yeah.
Just skills upon skills passed down, you know, all the down to from 3M to verbatim.
Dude.
You know, things like that. So,
so what's next?
But, you know, that's an intense move, you guys. I mean, it's just, you know, and I was kind of inspired by Waverly. It's like, well, you know, if they have the guts to, like, you know, basically disband all of their musical friendships. Yeah. I can get rid of this button.
Yeah, true story. True story.
That button's not really my friend when I think about it.
Right.
There was a couple times where maybe I thought it said something to me, but I don't think it spoke two words this whole time.
Oh, Joe, I'm so proud of you. I think. I mean, this is a new direction for the Echoing Green, obviously, and. Wow, I don't even know what to say. I think I'm excited. I'm excited for what is to come with this actual band now. You're going to have a real band.
I know. There's a very good chance that with the new stuff we got going on, that I'm thinking that we will at least get 6 people to listen instead of 4. I think
good.
It's going to grow exponentially.
Right. You should start a Kickstarter program like every other band in the universe. to help raise funds for like a real band?
We just we thought about that, and then we were just like, well, really, we just need a kickstand.
Yeah.
We just need to hold this thing up for a second, this keyboard with a kickstand, and that just involves way less money and way less, you know, disappointed. Yeah.
Hey, can I play another Echoing Green song that we've never played on the air, like for real?
What?
Can I play Crybaby?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I kind of want to, as we're talking about like actual awesome music, and you know, in real life, your band's freaking amazing, and so I want to.
There's not as many buttons in that one. There's a lot more live.
There's a lot more live, and there's like multiple people singing, and there's like guitars and real drums and stuff. It's crazy.
Yep.
The Echoing Green. This song's called Cry Baby. That's one of my favorites.
It's a good one.
It's good stuff right there.
Should add that.
Yeah, I think I may actually add that. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to Friday. It's finally here. It's been an interesting morning. We've had two crazy, crazy band announcements. So if you're in a band and you want to announce something, I guess just call us. Matt from Waverly, formerly from Waverly. Now he's kicking it in House of Heroes, doing his thing.
Today's band announcement day.
But yeah, Waverly called it quits. They're done.
Rest in peace.
But they wanted to say thanks to all the fans, and so they did something. So
just like,
hey, thank you guys so much. So you can check out details on what they did at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And then Brodus, the best friend of my life.
Called. With a band announcement.
Band announcement from the Echoing Green. It turns out that red button on his Moog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The button that's been writing all the hits.
It's over.
He broke it off with him. Literally broke the knob off. Gone, no longer in the band. Didn't consult with Chrissy though. That's gonna be very scary
because
I've been a part of situations where I did something without consulting with Chrissy first, and it didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
And she wins.
Turns out he's gonna have to find out the hard way.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe there's more to that crybaby song than we'll ever know.
Right.
So, joining us in the studio right now, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Welcome, sir.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah.
It's going very well, yeah. I'm glad to be upright.
It is Friday.
And moving.
Which means you're here.
Yeah.
You're hanging with us. Sorry, it's a little cluttered around
here. That's all right, but it's a good news clutter.
Boxes everywhere because we got a new soundboard.
I'm totally stoked for you guys.
We are too.
The bad news about that is I've been staring at it for about 24 hours now, but we have to wait for the engineers who actually know how to do everything come in here and plug it in and do all that stuff, so.
Yeah, we got it and we're like, wow, it's so pretty. What do we do?
I don't know!
What does this button do?
Yeah, so we have to wait for them to come install it.
Well.
We'll keep you guys updated on that as well, because when they do that, that means we'll be popped off the air for a little bit, you know, while they're installing the brand new equipment. But a huge, huge thank you to everybody who supports this ministry, who, throughout our fundraisers and, everything that we've done to raise money for this non-commercial Christian station.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is what the money goes to.
Yeah.
Finally, we have a new board, and I was like in tears yesterday looking at everything because our board, I mean, we've had to move.
The lights are out.
We've had to move things around because, you know, this one only gets the left channel now, so it only comes out of the left side of people's car, and this one, so we had to move this, and we can't use this, and this board is 26 years old.
It's older than me.
It's older than my co-host. It's really sad. So, finally, we got a new to us.
You won't have any more bruises on your hand from banging on the board to get that loose solder to
connect.
We've created memories with this board.
Yeah,
we really have. Some good memories.
In fact, I think I remember this board. Was this board over on Candelaria?
Yes.
I remember that board.
It's crazy, right?
I saw that board in a whole other location.
Yeah, so you, many, many, many years ago.
Many.
I'm just kidding.
Thanks. There were one too many minis in there. Actually, more than one mini is enough. Thank you.
You actually were part of K-Lite back in the K-L-Y-T K-Lite days.
Yeah, when I was the youth pastor at Sandia Baptist Church here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
We had a afternoon radio program called The Power Source.
Yes.
So I would come in on Monday mornings and record all 5 days. It ran Monday through Friday at 3:20 in the afternoon.
Wow.
And Matt would record.
Matt Gentry?
Yeah.
Old man.
Right.
Old man.
Back then he was called Mattman.
Mattman. Yeah. He's had like 9 different names.
He just makes them up
Q.
for himself.
He just likes
the Q.
He was called Q.
I know.
He's bald.
Oh yeah, from the episode
Kilo.
Of yeah.
I don't know.
Star Trek. That's from.
Oh, is that it?
From Star Trek Next Generation, the Q. Anyway.
Got me.
I just, again, revealed why there's so many minis about when we talk about years when I'm involved. So it was really cool to go in and record those quick little Bible studies that would, you know, then they'd play them at 3:20 every afternoon. One day I was in Roswell. I was driving, because I moved to Carlsbad. No, I moved from Carlsbad. I went down to visit some folks. So I was driving through Roswell on my way to Carlsbad from Albuquerque. And I'm in Roswell at 3:20. So we had the radios because there was a satellite down there. So we turned on and was listening to K-Lite.
Yeah.
And, I heard, and now the power source with Sam Swan. And I'm sitting at Main Street and Second Street in Roswell listening to myself on the radio.
You're like, yeah.
I was like, dude,
I made it.
There may be like 3 people listening. Me, my mom. And no, there was only 2 people listening. Yeah. Me and my mom. That's all there was.
Fun joke Friday.
Yeah. There you go. It was a hoot. It was a lot of fun.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
And it is Fun Joke Friday.
It is.
So you can get your jokes in at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hashtag Fun Joke Friday, and Mitch will read all of your terrible jokes.
I have one.
Okay.
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
What?
A Roman Catholic.
Oh,
come on.
I like
no,
that.
I see
one.
What you did there.
That was good, right?
See what you did
that
there.
That was a good one, right?
I did like that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is Fun Joke Friday. Something that's not funny. We were talking about this earlier. You're a jogger. Were you listening this early?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't start listening. I'm running a little behind.
Running a little behind.
I'm not a jogger. I'm a runner.
You're a whatever. You
No, you need to get terms
you
right.
You go places on your feet that normal people don't go because there's no point. If there was an obstacle course and or there were zombies chasing you or there was like a prize at the end of it or something, I would get that. But you literally just like put on weird shoes and shorts and then just like, whoop!
The shorts aren't so weird.
And then you're like, I'm running.
They're very comfortable.
But where are you going? I don't know. It's not what counts.
I heard a guy.
It's the journey that. You know,
the journey that comes. I heard a guy describe long distance running as he said it's cross country. He's kind of spoofing it. He goes, it's cross country. It's from a Greek term, kra and skuntry. It's a compound word, kra and skuntry, which means to run without purpose.
Yes.
But that's not true.
Oh, dude.
Feel the wind in my hair.
I can do that by rolling my windows down in my car and it doesn't like hurt me.
Yeah.
Hurts my body. I tried running in place this morning because I was reading this new study.
3 whole minutes.
I did.
3 minutes.
I
lasted 3 minutes running in place while we were on the air talking.
Oh, huh? Now
some
that,
good cardio.
See, I have never done that.
Good cardio right there.
I've run, you know, half marathons, but I've never done that.
Well, Daniel Callahan, he's a bioethicist. Yeah. He's also a senior research scholar and president of Hastings Center. Put out a new paper this week for a renewed emphasis on social pressure against fat people.
Oh.
He says public posters that would post questions like this, quote, if you are overweight or obese, are you pleased with the way you look? And then like a skinny guy pointing and staring. What? Ugh. This is real.
Yeah.
I wish I were joking. Actually, I don't because I would never joke about stuff like this. This is from NBC News. But he says that, quote unquote, fat shaming may help curb obesity. That this is what it's going to take because they're not taking it seriously. You're a runner. You do it. You stay fit. You stay trim.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this? Like, because I know you've tried to get us to jog. You've tried to get us to be healthy because I'm skinny fat. Yeah. I don't even lie
Me
about
too.
It.
Yeah.
I go 8 steps and I get winded. We have to go to Sopo to get our coffee. Yeah.
It's the
That's
worst.
The worst walk of my life.
I know. You guys,
it's like at least 100 yards away.
And if you guys walk any slower, you'd be standing still.
My Actually, ribs hurt. I always get
day,
that pain in my side.
The other day, I did run to Sopo and I came back and I was like, I can't go in there. I can't. I'm out of breath. I thought I was going to throw up.
You start seeing those little stars things
yes.
like yeah. coming in. You're
my
like,
my face
oh.
is flush. I don't know what to
I
do.
Can't.
That's crazy.
I was seriously wrestling with my son last night. My 7-year-old, who is like 52 pounds or something like that, he's wrestling with me. I tried to lift him, and I swear I threw out my back. I had to sit on the couch and I couldn't move.
Some of that has to do with age.
Yeah, but I'm like young 30s. Come on.
Yeah, you are.
He's out of
Come
shape.
On. I am definitely out of shape.
Yeah.
I'm definitely skinny fat. It's what a lot of my friends call me.
Yeah.
My buddy Dex, he slings those freaky shakes, you know. Come on, eat a shake and you'll get a Beamer or something weird like that.
Yeah, yeah. A what? A car?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. It's like this weird, you know.
Oh, I got to get one
so,
of those.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't know about shaming people.
Yeah.
I've just never seen how shame really affects behavior.
Right.
You know, there seems to be more of a resistance to the shame or even an avoidance of, I'm just not going to do anything because people are going to shame me.
Which is interesting because you're from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico and I grew up Baptist. And sadly, when I was a kid, that's what it was all for me. Shaming. Like, shame on you.
Yeah.
How dare you?
But that's
You're
not
holy
Billy
enough.
Is.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I'm
just stereotyping Baptists.
And unfortunately, there are some folks that, because there's all types of folks that will work like that.
Oh, absolutely.
In the game of shame.
Yeah. I had to learn that as a parent.
Yeah.
Not to shame my kids.
Listen, I knew a guy that was really, really heavy, and he was a pastor. He's retired, that's why I say was. And he had really, really bad ankles.
Hmm.
So there's not a lot of aerobic type. And his ankles were bad before he became heavy.
Right.
So there's not a lot of type of aerobic exercise that he can do because of the condition of his ankles.
Right.
Because this was in the day before somebody had invented the elliptical machine. That back in those days, it was just treadmills and sidewalks. So I understand that there are some folks that are physically incapable, or they have some type of a condition, maybe like Addison's disease or something like that, that affects their adrenal glands, and they can't generate energy enough to burn calories. And it's this vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're not. Some of those folks are not comfortable or happy with where they are. I mean, some folks have told me that. So I don't think that in any instance at all we want to shame folks. What I do, I get excited when I see somebody who is out running and they are a little heavier than me. I'm trying to be kind.
Right.
They're a little heavier than me. I'm excited for them. I might tell my wife. My wife is a PE teacher. She loves fitness. But there's a lot of unfit PE teachers.
Right.
And, yeah. In fact,
because they stand there at the whistle and yell. Yeah, I
yeah,
had them too.
Yeah, yeah.
And they yell. And I'm like,
really
why don't
mean.
You run with us?
When she was in college.
I said, we're the same person.
Exactly. One of the professors said, actually pointed to her as an example and said, look at her. She had 5 children.
Yeah.
And she's fit. She has worked hard. She's
no
a PE teacher that's
I don't
fit.
Have that excuse.
So there's a difference, different body types and things. You can be fit and be a big guy. I mean, look at the linemen in the NFL.
Yeah.
I would not say those guys are unfit.
Yeah.
They're heavy.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah.
They're giants among men, but they're fit.
Right.
So it's just because somebody is large does not necessarily mean, and I, you know, this, there's, that's exactly right. They could still be fit. Their heart could still be in good condition. Now, later on, it might cause problems for them if they aren't able to continue that kind of workout stuff.
Are you telling me when you start jogging or something?
I would encourage you to do some sort of.
I've been feeling that lately, actually.
Yeah. And I didn't used to feel this way. I used to kind of be like you.
Yeah.
I used to be skinny fat, where I could just sit around and I could get up and go play a game of basketball, or I could go play a softball game and I'd be fine. And then as I got a little older, it took 2 or 3 more days to recover. And then what did it for me, I've never looked heavy for my body frame.
Okay.
I mean, fat. I'll
say
it that way. But a friend of mine said, he came up and poked me in the belly. And he goes, what's up, Swan?
Oh.
Getting a little pudgy around the middle. And I was like, I don't even weigh 200 pounds.
Right.
I, you know, 195. That's heavy. Because I'm 6'2". So, you know. So that kind of got me thinking, you know what? If it's just around the middle. And then my wife for years have been trying to get me outside, running, walking, exercising. And then after she got her PE degree, she really kind of forced my hand.
Yeah.
If you want to spend time with me, you'll come outside and run.
That's how they do.
She didn't use that exact tone.
Right.
It was more like,
was
get
put
up
in your
big
mind.
Lazy bum and join me outside.
Yeah.
So that's our hangout time. We don't do date nights hardly because, well, for one, I'm a youth guy. I can't afford it. But the other thing is, we get to spend 4 or 5 days a week, hour and a half together, running, chatting. Sometimes we're quiet. Sometimes I let her run ahead of me because she's in a lot better shape than I am. Except when we're going downhill, then I leave her in the dust. Because my legs are longer. But going uphill, she's tough. But anyway, I it would be good for you guys to do some kind of fitness. And I think that's true for anybody. Really, our body, if we're a follower of Christ, our body is a temple. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. And we need to be good stewards of our body as well.
Yeah.
That means we need to take care of our bodies. Watch what we eat.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey!
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hey!
8:07 now. It is Fun Joke Friday. It is Factual Friday. It is Finally Friday. What other things are you trying to incorporate into Fridays?
Band announcement day.
Yeah, band announcement day.
Bad is what we call it.
It's Friday.
It has been band announcement day, hasn't it?
It is finally here. It is Fill Your Child with Exorbitant Words of Wisdom and Awesomeness Friday.
Yes, and I have a joke for you.
All right, I'm ready to hear it.
What did the house wear to the party?
What?
Address.
That was the dumbest Fun Joke Friday joke I've ever heard.
Why didn't the acrobat work in the winter?
Why?
He wanted to do somersaults.
Oh, man. I'm not even responding to that
one. I got one.
Why don't you? Are you kidding me?
I turned it down.
My daughter in Hobbs texted me this one.
Okay.
What did the timid pebble say?
What did the timid pebble say?
Yeah. I wish I was a little bolder.
Oh, man. I'll give her the room.
Yeah, she'll love that. Way to go,
Static.
Stephanie.
What did the three-legged dog say when he walked into a bar?
What?
I'm looking for the man who shot my paw.
Oh man. Fun
that joke
Friday.
Was barking up the wrong tree.
Oh, no!
Doggone, yes! That was a bad joke.
Wow.
Oh, you never fail us.
That joke bites.
I have to make a phone call in the midst of this Fun Joke Friday.
Okay, while you're telling that, I'm going to tell something. Last night, I had a dream I was drowning in orange soda. But when I woke up, I realized it was just a fantasy.
Oh. Yeah.
Will that same joke work
with grape soda?
Hello, honey.
Hi.
You're on the air. Welcome to the show. This is my wife, Chrissy. Everybody.
Hey, Chrissy. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Awesome.
Nice to meet you, too.
Sorry about your band.
Oh, it's okay.
Were you listening earlier? Did you hear Joey?
Yeah, I heard him.
Okay. So, band announcements today. Waverly made their calling it quits announcement. Let's see. We got Joey talking about the button.
Button.
And are you with our oldest?
Yes.
Is he right there?
Yep.
Can I interview him?
Yes.
I would like to talk to him.
There you go. Jack. Hello?
Welcoming into the show, Jack Jeter. Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, son. You're on the radio, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your day yesterday. You are in third grade, am I correct?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
I've never interviewed my son before, so. So yesterday was a very big day. Yesterday was the fifth grade spelling bee, right?
Yeah.
This is the spelling bee for, you know, all the kids in the school can jump in, but really it's for fifth graders because it's all of the vocabulary words up to fifth grade. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was super nervous.
You were super nervous, but you still wanted to be a part of the spelling bee. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened with the spelling bee. You got there. What was your first word?
My first word in the practice round?
Sure. Okay.
The practice round was good.
Oh, that's good. G-U-D?
No, right? That's not how you spell.
Obviously.
No, G-O-O-D.
Oh, G-O-O-D.
Good.
Right. Okay.
Can you please use that in a sentence?
So far, so good. Just did.
Thank you.
What was your first real word in front of people? There was like 7,000 people there, right?
About. Yeah.
A lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people.
My first word was in the real... the real song bee was follow.
Follow? Oh, that's messed up how they try and trick kids. Fall, yeah. F-A-L-L, because fall, right?
Fall, F-A-L-L.
No, F-A-L-L. You're wrong already.
Oh.
Oh, dash
F-
O.
F-A-L-L. It's S-O-L-L-O-W.
Ah! Man!
Oh. All right. That is correct. Follow.
So then the rounds kept going by, and you saw a lot of people your age and even older get knocked out of the spelling bee, but you persevered. You stayed on in the spelling bee for a while, huh? How long were you in the spelling bee for? How many rounds?
What?
How many rounds were you in the spelling bee?
Five
rounds? Okay.
That's really cool.
Wow.
This is live radio, son. Okay. Gotta keep with it. This interview is starting to suck, so I need you to be better.
Stop it!
No. I'm just kidding. So then, you got some tricky words in there, huh?
Yeah.
Kentucky? Yep. How's that a vocabulary word?
That can be a vocabulary word?
Yeah, that was
one of those
words.
I can easily spell it now.
You can?
Didn't you spell it last time?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. K-E-N-T-U-C-K.
Why? Boom!
Yeah.
That is correct.
So that carried you on to the next round where it was down to how many people did it get down to?
Three.
Three?
And you
people?
Were one of them?
Yep.
In the third grade, you got down to the top three.
And this is for fifth graders.
This is for fifth graders. So it was you and two other people. What grade were they in?
Fifth.
They were in fifth grade. That makes sense because, you know, they've had all these vocabulary words. So, what was the word that did it? What was that word that got you?
Assignment.
Assignment?
Assignment.
So tell us how you spelled it at the spelling bee.
A-S-I-G-N-M-E-N-T.
Oh. Okay.
That's okay.
But that's incorrect.
But you know what? You got the G. Most people would have missed the G.
Right. It's because he's my son and he didn't want to curse with vocabulary. So he only put one S in there, right?
Yeah.
That's right, because I taught him you don't use that type of language in spelling bees. So I feel like it was rigged incorrectly for him.
Yeah.
So, but you got third place in the fifth grade spelling bee.
Yeah.
Man, that's you amazing. Are the smartest child alive!
Congratulations.
That's I just awesome. Wanted to congratulate you, son, and commend you on the air for your amazing vocabulary that you're going to use when you take over.
The world.
Yeah, no, I don't think you understand. You, that's really amazing that you got third place for fifth grade spelling bee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Michelle?
Yeah.
What was your first word?
Yeah, what was your word in the spelling bee that you got knocked out on?
Gaping.
Gaping?
Yeah, like a gaping hole.
How do you spell gaping, Jack?
Wait, what was the word? Can't, Mike.
Gaping. The word is gaping. Like there was
gaping?
A gaping hole. Yeah, it's a tricky one, huh?
G-A-P-P-I-N-G.
No, that's gapping. See?
That's
see?
Okay. See, it's a really difficult
it's
word.
It's a difficult word.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's G-A-P-I-N-G.
Yeah, because it's the long A sound, remember?
Oh.
See, you got to think about these things for next year's spelling bee when you win.
Yeah, you're going to win next year.
You got to think about these things.
Don't be like me. I never entered another spelling bee because I was too afraid to lose.
Oh, see, no, he got third place. He got a trophy and everything. It was
I didn't get a trophy.
Yeah. He got a dad trophy because there's no trophy for third place, I guess, just first and second.
Oh, see, I didn't even get a
He got trophy. Raphael, the Ninja Turtle.
Dude.
Way better trophy than the other kids
there
got.
You go.
Probably.
All right, kiddo, I love you.
Wait, do you have any jokes?
Jokes?
Yes.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, you already know this one, but, what is a hair dryer in reverse?
What is a hair dryer in reverse? I don't know. What is it?
I don't know, but it sucks.
You're the best, Jack. You're the best.
That's good.
I love you, son.
I have another one.
You have another one?
Okay, go for
like,
it.
I don't want to go. I'm on the air.
Go
cut the floor.
Okay, what?
Why did the zombie win a medal?
Why?
He won it for dedication.
Oh, man. I see what you did there. Dedication. I did not tell him these jokes, that's for sure.
That's amazing.
Hey, I love you.
Love you, too.
Have a great day at school, all right, kiddo?
Okay.
Super proud of you. I'll talk to you later. That's
okay.
Jack Jeter, everybody. The Jack Jeter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not only is he a great speller, He's great delivery on jokes.
Yes.
It is Fun Joke Friday. Hello.
Good morning, Theo.
Hey. Yeah.
When you're really proud of your son, Jack, you should sing him the SweetJack.com radio commercial.
The SweetJack.com radio commercial. I've never heard that.
Hey, why don't you sing it for us?
I don't know it. I could play it for you on YouTube.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to go look that up then.
Okay.
Because that's amazing.
You look it up. You censor and screen it yourself.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not going to inflict that on you then.
There you go. All right, sweet.
All right,
man. Thanks.
Great, bye.
505-338-3700. I'm proud of that kid.
Yes.
Third grade. Made it all the way to, the final round.
Okay, and on the spot, he can tell us jokes. On the spot.
I know.
Yeah. I'm proud of him, too.
Dude, he's way smarter than me. My first spelling bee was also my last spelling bee, because I got out on my first word, and I cried all the way back to class, because I'm like, I'm an idiot! It was like, you know, the first round, like Jack got good, you know, and I'm like, oh yeah, good.
What'd you get?
It's like when you watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and the first questions are like, really,
like, come on,
easy.
And they lose.
My first word was upon.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Tell me. Is.
And then it was like once upon a time and I'm like, I got so excited. Upon, APON. And then I was like grinning ear to ear and they looked at me and they're like, incorrect, stupid. They didn't say that, but
now
that's what it felt like in my mind. And so I was like, it was UPON. No. But I've never forgotten how to spell it.
Yeah, so good.
Jack will never forget how to spell assignment now. What's crazy to me is I assumed he was going to get the G wrong as well.
Me too. That's what I thought.
That's a common
That double S is tricky.
Yeah.
So there it
sure
is. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning. It's Sunny.
Hey,
hi, Sunny.
Hey, I know one joke.
Okay.
Did you hear about the two blondes that got stuck on the broken escalator?
I didn't.
What happened?
Oh, my gosh. You guys didn't even get it. There's two blondes that got stuck on a broken escalator.
Oh, I thought that was the joke.
I get it now.
They got stuck on the broken
on a broken escalator.
Broken escalator.
It turns temporarily into stairs.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
I was waiting for a punchline.
I was like, what happened?
No, what happened?
Set.
Mine.
When my son was about four, we were eating at a kind of a nice restaurant, and he asked the waitress if she could turn the ambiance down.
No way!
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Turn the ambiance.
That's a brilliant child. That's amazing.
He's smart. Yeah, he had a pretty good vocabulary, but he wanted the ambience turned down. He wanted her to turn the lighting down.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah. I like that.
I like that, too.
Amazing.
That's like when I found out what epidermis was. I just used that. I'm like, hey, your epidermis is showing. You're going to freak out.
I love it.
Yeah.
The epidermis is showing.
Thanks for the call, Sonny.
The escalator, guys, because now you'll know what to do.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We're a few minutes behind here, so we gotta take care of traffic!
No. There's stuff happening. There is construction on Eubank and Southern. There is construction on between 10th and 12th Street on something. It's not loading. Okay, there it is. Okay.
You know why there's crazy traffic? I was stuck in it for 2 hours yesterday. They are still working at Central and Coors. Yeah, it's down to one lane still.
Wow.
It was crazy. It took forever to get to the church.
Oh, yeah, Coors between Gonzales and Blue Water. Is that it?
Sure.
Road construction. The right lane is closed. Manal at 12th Street, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And hanging out with Sam Swan for Fun Joke Friday. I see you're reading something.
I have to read this because TJ really put a lot of work into it. He said, Harrison Ford is at it again with yet another Indiana Jones movie. The fifth installment will be called Indiana Jones and the Temple of Hot Pockets. His treacherous journey begins with him fighting his way through molten lava leading to the center of the temple where he finds the frozen center core.
That was not a joke.
Right? Because
that was not
Hot Pockets are always frozen in the middle.
I got that. Thanks for explaining the already terrible joke to me.
Come on, I can't read his other joke.
TJ, I'm disappointed in you.
Well, we couldn't figure out the escalator one.
So. Yeah.
We're having issues.
This is true.
We needed some help with the Hot Pocket one.
Static!
So, Steve, I feel your pain. Same thing happened to me. I was in my spelling bee, and they're all, Brandon, how do you spell recess? I totally got this. Spelled it wrong. Every day. The kids would be like, Brandon, how do you spell recess? I don't know. And still can't spell recess.
See, is this the worst?
R-E-C-E-S-S.
R-E-S-C.
I'm blonde and Polish. I don't have anything going.
Oh, thanks for the call, Brandon. All right.
That's so sad.
I never did a spelling bee.
You didn't?
Dude. I was afraid of bees. I didn't know what it meant. That wasn't even a joke.
No, I'm not even giving you I was terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying. I was sitting over here thinking, how can I be funny? And that was obviously not it.
Dude, spelling bees. Because then you're in front of your peers.
Yeah.
It's scary. You know, he was saying some of his friends got out on like easy words, but because they just...
Because they freaked out. Yeah, they get
and
one.
And I guess you can't get it in... So if it's like, your word is couch, and you're like, C-O-U... use... C-H, you know, and you accident... Even if you accidentally, because you're backtracing, nope. Or if you were like, C-O-R... Oh, I mean, C-O-U... Sorry,
too late.
It's like... Dang, dude, they were militant.
No
so,
mercy.
Did they ever give you the option to write it first and then you can spell it as you see it?
Dude, I haven't been in a spelling bee in like 30 years.
Since you were
maybe
four?
Not. Yeah, I was going to say maybe not that long. That's a long while.
You're a young 30, you remember.
505-338-3700, the phone number. How long can you hang out with us?
A couple more minutes.
Okay,
so why did the picture go to jail?
Why?
Because he was framed.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I keep looking for my book. I've looked all over the house.
You have a joke book?
Yeah,
that's okay.
Foxy jokes and funny riddles.
We get plenty of terrible jokes every single week.
No, this book is full of them. It's great. I can't wait. It would be perfect for Fun Joke Friday.
This one is good.
Yeah?
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, she's trying to be encouraging to me.
Yeah, there you go. So, Waverly called it quits. Makes me sad.
Yeah.
Band we play around these parts. Matt Lott called in this morning, now currently working with House of Heroes, which is great, to tell us a little bit about what happened and their parting gift. So you can check out details on that at facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is Fun Joke Friday. Hello.
Hey, Steve-O. During the break, can you play the Static Radio Contest Rules soundbite?
Because is that like a fun joke or what?
Is that a request?
Yeah. It's because if you can actually pay attention and get through all of the contest rules, it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, all I know is I can't win. That's all I know.
Nobody pays attention. People usually tune out, so they miss half of the fun of marsupials and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
So, you know what? By request, I will totally play that at the break.
The contest rules.
Right, there you go, man.
That's awesome.
That is a first. That is definitely a first. Hey, man, I got a request. Can you play the contest rules for how you can win stuff at Static Radio? Speaking of Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, yesterday posted a video for you and I in the afternoon.
Yeah.
In case you've ever been curious how me and Mitch prepare the show. Because, you know, it's a lot of work.
Super, super crazy.
It's intense, bro. It's crazy.
Creative flow.
Celeste caught us in a moment yesterday and recorded it and put that up on Facebook. You can check the video there. While you're there, you can also catch the details for our next Static fundraiser.
Which happens to be Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yep.
Visiting us at the Lobo Theater. They are playing a show for us February 12th. That's Tuesday.
That's right.
7, the Lobo. And I'm really excited.
Dude, Spoken releasing a brand new record that day. And they will be there. Spoken along with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Tickets are only $15. We keep asking Adri every day, hey, can we keep talking about this? Are we allowed to talk about this?
And we can for right now.
Yeah. So tickets are going very fast. She keeps getting the updated counts to us so that we know, because when it's done,
it's done.
The Lobo Theater is like a super fresh, intimate venue, so there's not the hugest of capacity. So,
but this concert is going to be amazing.
Yeah, they sell out Albuquerque every time they come. They sell out bigger venues than the Lobo, that's for sure. But they wanted to do something for the station to help raise funds for Static Radio. We're a listener-supported station, and Ronnie Winter, we're talking to him, frontman of Red Jumpsuit, just saying, you know, how can we help? And so they actually booked the tour and went around to where they could get to Albuquerque for us to do this show and then get back on the road that evening, actually, to get out to where they need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for their tour, which is amazing.
Which doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't. So if you love this band... support it and support this here station, because the show is going to be incredible. Tickets are going very fast. They're only $15. You can get them at mystaticradio.com. And sadly, like we were talking to Matt Lott this morning from Waverly, they had to call it quits because they weren't getting that support. They weren't getting the people at the shows, you know. But which then they made the announcement, and thousands of people were like, no! And their record is doing really well. There's 22 unreleased tracks. They said they were overwhelmed with the response of the new record because they just assumed, well, if nobody's supporting when we're out on the road, I guess nobody, you know, cares about Waverly anymore. They ended up calling it quits because financially they just couldn't do it. And then they put this record out, you know, it's kind of like a farewell. And it's like, oh, wow. Okay, so I guess people do kind of care. So if you care about this ministry, if you care about the station, and you'd like to see us continue to do fun things,
go get those tickets.
Yeah, man.
MyStaticRadio.com.
There it is. 8:27 now. We're going to play a few tracks. You gonna hang or you gotta roll?
I gotta roll. Today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta get to work.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in Mexico. You've been hanging out with us. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yes.
Of course.
Because I know you've been feeling under the weather lately.
I was not feeling well, and that's one of the main reasons I need to go so I can get to work. I was out most of this week, so I gotta get some stuff done.
Yeah, dude. You go take care of that.
I will.
Sorry for getting you sick again.
No. No, it's fine.
Next time we'll see you, it'll be
February. I have five children. We're just used to passing everything around.
Yeah.
It will be February, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this 2013 already going to be.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. 1 month in. We got this.
Where does time go?
Which, by the way, for those of you counting down, it is January 25th, which means only 11 more months till Christmas.
That's right.
So,
start shopping now.
That sounds overwhelming.
Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Thanks, man.
Hey, been great to hang out with you guys this morning. Appreciate it. Always love it.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
All right. Love and Death released a brand new record this week, actually. Came out this last Tuesday. I'm pretty excited about it.
Good.
Love these guys. Mm-hmm. Latest from them. Song is called The Abandoning. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Am I the Enemy? Those guys going to be here Tuesday, February 12th. I'm so excited.
Me too. You can get your tickets for that right now at mystaticradio.com.
That's right. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, along with Spoken, going to be here Tuesday, February 12th. $15 for tickets.
Really cheap.
Yeah, mystaticradio.com if you would like information and or tickets to the show. And I'm telling you, if you're a fan of either one of those bands and you want to be at the show, you need to get your tickets because they're going to sell out.
They're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Hey, on top of that, I have more good news.
Oh, okay.
That was good news. Now I have really good news. This is also good news.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Today is Fun at Work Day.
Really?
Yes.
Is that why there's people staring at us? I'm being serious.
There really are.
There really are people staring at us.
No, because they want to know more about it.
I don't know.
Mark your calendar. Today is Fun at Work Friday. It's last
Fun
Friday.
Fun at Work Friday! Yeah!
It's last Friday in January.
Okay.
It's a national holiday. Go figure.
It's a national holiday?
Yeah. I don't know. Just what they do.
All right.
So, It just falls on the last Friday of each January Friday. Does that make sense? And you celebrate with harmless office gags.
Harmless office gags?
Yeah, you can go out to lunch with your favorite coworkers, and I think I'm going to do that with you today.
Hey, you want to go to have lunch today?
You're my favorite coworker.
So we should take some listeners with us.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Today, let's. It's Fun at Work Friday.
It is Fun at Work Friday.
And so you and I, we're going to go to lunch and we're going to take some listeners with us.
The funny thing is we really are, and here's why. We do biannual. Yeah, it's twice a year,
yeah.
Right?
Biannual, yes.
Fundraisers for this year's station. We're a listener-supported station. We're non-commercial. And, you know, we've gotten emails in the past, people saying, dude, why don't you just go commercial? Bite the bullet, just go commercial. Can't just do that.
It's actually not allowed, actually.
You can't. Yeah, we're on the education band. 88.3 FM is an educational band station, actually. And so we can't just go commercial. We wouldn't be 88.3 anymore.
Right.
And it would cost upwards of millions of dollars.
Which we don't have because no one's supporting us now. So,
right. So we're not kidding. No one.
I'm sorry.
We're getting support.
I'm sorry. That's not
In
what
fact,
I meant.
I want to say a big thanks to everybody who has been supporting us because we got a new soundboard.
Okay. That brought us so much joy.
Yeah, yesterday we were like opening the box. The soundboard we've been using for all of the shows, for everything here at Static Radio, 26 years old. We've had the same soundboard. It's interesting.
And we posted a stop motion picture thing on our Facebook, just of us opening it, because it was like Christmas up in here, obviously.
It really was.
And we really are thankful.
Yeah, we're going to have that installed here soon, so we will keep you updated as to when that's going down, because when that happens, we're going to go off the air for an hour or two,
ish.
However long it takes, I don't know.
Whenever that happens, whenever that is.
So we will keep you guys updated on when that's going down. But yeah, we have biannual fundraisers, and one of the things we do is lunches. You can actually buy lunches, and so we're having lunch today with some really rad listeners.
We've had a few of them already, and this is the last one, but they've all been so much fun.
Yeah, they have. Super rad people that just support the station. Mm-hmm. And
good to get to know them.
Yeah, ways that you can support the ministry, obviously prayerfully, financially, and help keep this station going. We love doing the morning show. We love getting to talk about things that we have been talking about, mm-hmm. that we are going to continue to talk about. Like this morning with Sam Swan, you know, the obesity and shaming people, and sadly how that's seems to be the trend with a lot of churchgoers as well, quote unquote religious folk.
Yeah.
So if you miss that conversation, make sure you check the podcast at mystaticradio.com while you're there. Get your tickets for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, because that is our next quote unquote fundraiser.
That's another way to support us.
Yeah. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. I'm beside myself that a band like the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Ronnie Winter, the front man, loves this station and said, hey, how can I help? And we started talking about it, and they don't want to get paid. They're detouring from their tour. They're playing in Oklahoma. They're driving to Albuquerque. They want to play this show for us.
Hours.
And then they're driving down to El Paso, which is where they're scheduled to play.
Yeah.
And so they're doing this show for us just to raise money for the station.
It's amazing that they would do this.
We were talking about this when Spoken was driving through town, and they said, when is it? Tuesday, February 12th. That's the day our new record comes out. Can we come back to Albuquerque and play for your fans?
Yes.
So Spoken in the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus will be here Tuesday, February 12th. Please support this ministry, and that's a great way too. Tickets are only $15. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio, and you get to see an amazing show with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
It's going
to
be such a great night. It's going to be so fun.
We got to take a quick break. It is Fun Joke Friday. You can get your jokes in now at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming right back, we got some Love Drug. We got some Able. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Freaks! I heard the voices too!
Insane.
Wow!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Is it too early to start talking?
Yeah!
Oh, I didn't wait for the beat to come in.
What are you doing?
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Today has been so weird.
9:03!
Happy Friday.
Hopped up on allergy meds.
Oh, yes. Totally. Totally, you're hopped up on allergy
meds. Let's see. How weird has this day been? We've had Matt from Waverly.
Randomly call in.
Call in from Nashville on his way to Forever 21, where he works. To tell us about Waverly breaking up.
And all about Star Wars.
All about Star Wars, because J.J. Abrams has signed on to direct the new Star Wars. Wow, it's going to be amazing.
Shortly thereafter,
Joey from the Echoing Green called in, also from my best friend.
To talk about
the button. They had to let a band member go.
The button.
The Echoing Green. Yeah, it's a button on his Moog that makes all of the music.
Sounds.
So now he's going to actually have to start writing music.
No, they have a joystick now.
I love how he can joke about stuff like that. Because that dude, I've actually been there in the studio during a process of him like being creative and coming up with stuff and writing music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unreal to me.
I can't
like
even
how
imagine.
Talented that dude is. I don't know why I'm playing the Haunted Mansion music. It's just been that kind of day.
It really has been. I'm weirded out by today.
We have a listener lunch today.
We do. I'm excited for that.
Coming up in May. Mark your calendar. We're going to be talking more about listener lunches, how you can get involved in those, how you can be one of them peeps. We're going to be rocking lunch today with a family that I'm really excited about.
But if you don't want to wait and you want to hang out with us, you can on February 12th.
That's right.
We will be at the Lobo Theater with Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken.
High five right there.
Yes.
I see what you did there.
Because you can hang out with us there and we'll be there for sure.
It's called a segue, and you just nailed it.
I'm getting better at this.
Lobo Theater, February 12th, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in Spoken. It is a Static Radio fundraiser for this year's station. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. Tickets are only $15, and I'm telling you, dude, that is a cheap ticket, especially for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in Spoken. And, yeah.
You can get the tickets.
Coheed's coming like a week later. It's like $30 to see Coheed. Are you kidding? $15, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken. And it's going down at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are on sale now. And we keep bugging Adri. She is our events coordinator. She also keeps numbers on how many tickets have been sold. So we keep having to ask, hey,
can we talk about this?
Are we good? Is it sold out? So,
Right now, we can talk about it, but you can pick up your tickets now at mysteticradio.com.
There you go. We want it to sell out as early as possible.
Yeah, that'd be
so
good.
So that we can tell people and not have hundreds of people in line like for King and Country that we just had to go.
That was the worst.
Out.
That was the worst. Having
sold
to turn
out.
Them away. Be
yeah.
Like, sorry, you can't come in here. It's
There's
illegal if you come in here.
There's a line of people that were there to see, and unfortunately, if you're one of those people, you know how much that sucked. So get your tickets now. For a Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
And show your support to Static.
There you go.
That's us.
And for this band right here.
Ah, Spoken will also be there.
They got a new record coming out that day. So they will have it on hand and be playing a lot of new songs. I'm really stoked for this.
Me too.
They're also touring with this new band called Rest, who will be opening.
Hey.
Huh? So some cool stuff. Maybe you'll find out. You love this new band.
Possibly. You're welcome.
Last time they did this, the band was called Red, so, yeah.
I trust them. There is construction everywhere. There's construction on Unser, south between McMahon and Bandelier. There's also more construction. The right lane is closed. Manal at 12th. And more. Coors between Gonzales and Blue Water. Go to the east side of the city now. Left lane is closed on Manal between Morris and Wantevo, also on Southern and Eubank. And the right lane is closed on Girard South at Central and Monte Vista. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
It's Friday. It is finally here, and I got some stuff to talk about with you.
Okay, so do I.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's Fun Joke Friday, huh?
No, go ahead.
Okay, good. A middle school teacher in Ohio is fighting to keep her job right now after a photo she posted on Facebook was deemed inappropriate.
Teachers. Gotta be careful.
Yeah, bro.
Especially when they get in the news, it's never good.
Your job is watching.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The Akron School Board, they're actually considering whether to terminate her over this photo. And the photo is this. She's a middle school math teacher. She's been on unpaid administrative leave.
Then after what she did must have been pretty bad,
right? A coworker saw a photo on Facebook and was shocked. When she saw a photo of a bunch of students with duct tape across their mouths, and the caption of the photo said, "Finally found a way to keep them quiet."
That sounds funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's on unpaid leave because of this photo.
You know, Jason Haas, he's the president of the Akron Board of Education. He said, quote, "This is the start of my sixth year on the board. In that time, we haven't had a case come before us for potential disciplinary action for posting a photo to social media websites. Has she violated the students' privacy? That's what they're concerned about. Everyone's focused on the duct tape. But they say they're more concerned that their students' privacy is at stake. Now, here's what happened. I guess one of the students had a binder that was kind of jacked, and she needed to fix it. So she asked the teacher. The teacher said, here, hands her some duct tape. So the student, duct tapes are binding. Then the student put duct tape over her mouth to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Other kids in the class start laughing.
Laugh.
So other kids in the class were like, I want duct tape.
And so they got duct tape.
Start, hey, right on. Duct tape, right?
And these are middle school
students? And then
students?
One of the kids says, because he has duct tape over his mouth.
Right?
Get it? Okay.
Right, I got it. So he said.
But according to the teacher, one of the
Friday?
Students, there was about 15 or 16 middle school students in the class. 8 or 9 of the students put tape on their mouths. The teacher took a photo, posted it on her personal Facebook page as a joke. They were asked to take it down by the principal. But so she took it down, but she also alerted parents of the students in the class. And here's the thing. I guess the students were the ones that said, you should take a picture. This is funny. So she was put on leave. And the question from the board is, well, why was there duct tape in the classroom? How did the students come to have access to it? We need these answers. And so the teacher's saying these answers. Hey, well, one of the students
needed
their binder fixed, and this is what happened. And, of course, the teacher's firing back saying, I've worked here for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 10 years, should this one photo cost me my job? She says, absolutely not.
It seems harmless.
Yeah. Seems. But who knows? It comes down to how the board feels about after the administration presents the case, end quote. They're going to get the teacher side of it, of course. But the question is, should this teacher be disciplined? She put a photo up on her personal Facebook page of her in class with her students with duct tape, trying to be funny, and this is where it's at. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Man, this is one of those situations that just flat sucks. There's no other way to say it because she took a photo of her students with duct tape. They were all trying to be funny. And it could cost her job.
Yeah, after 10 years
she's
of being a teacher.
She's on unpaid leave right
now. I wonder
now.
If she has a history. Like, okay, has she had to do anything like this
she's
before?
She's never had it. She has zero, like, negative marks in her history.
And so
this is why she's saying,
photo.
Yeah, this is why she's saying, I have been an upstanding teacher for the last decade, and should this cost me my job? She says, quote, absolutely not.
That's interesting.
Static.
What up, dude?
Hey, Shane.
Love you guys.
We love you.
Love you, buddy. How are you?
Dude, I'm well. I think I agree with the teacher. And I'm just wondering. I wonder, is it just because the nation's been put through so much with, like, school violence that administrators are, like, a little bit more prone to overreact?
Maybe.
Yeah, it seems like that. It seems like people are taking things that involve children very seriously in this country right now.
Yeah, they're underage, and because of that, she did not get prior approval from the parents to have a photo on Facebook. And apparently that's what the school board is upset about. The kids, they're concerned for the children's privacy because all these students, their photo is now out there.
Okay, but the nature of the photo was duct tape on their mouths. Do you think that contributed to her being sent away for a period of time?
I don't know.
Oh, here's the thing. I really think that here's the thing. I think it's an overreaction, absolutely. But secondly, I think that the teacher has an obligation to know what she should and shouldn't do.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's like, it is funny, you know, and I'm sure most of the parents are in agreement that it's not a big deal. I know that's how I would feel anyway.
Yeah.
But she should know that she needs to get approval for anything in regards to somebody else's child.
Yeah. True story.
You know, that's her job.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It seems kind of conservative of me, but I'm gonna lean on that side. At the same time, I do think firing someone for a photograph that's meant in jest, especially when it's not her own idea.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she's in charge of that classroom. So I think it's kind of slippery for her to say, well, it was the kid's idea and this and that. On the other hand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, dude, you're the adult. So. You're responsible.
There you go.
So, yeah. Anyway, man, you guys have a great day.
You too. Love you, Shane.
Bless you. Later.
All right. There it is. Shane.
Shane.
Shane. Shane.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
He's gone. It's okay. It's okay. So, we're talking about this photo that's causing an uproar.
At
teacher.
Least at the school, this
yeah.
district.
Among parents, this teacher took a photo of her students. With duct tape over their mouths, and the caption of the photo said, finally found a way to get them to be quiet. Of course, she was being funny, but the school board took it very seriously.
Especially when they found it on her Facebook. No,
Look at it! You got kids with duct tape! Makes me laugh too, bro. You know what I'm saying? Wait, what is he saying? I don't know.
I've never listened to it past that point.
Static!
Hey, this is Sunny again.
Hey, Sunny.
Good morning. I don't know about you guys, but at the beginning of every year, when we're filling out our paperwork, one of the forms that we have to sign is an authorization for our children's picture to be used in public. Like,
ooh.
For example, if they're at a basketball game or something,
yeah.
And a photographer comes around, that they are authorized to use that in public.
That's a good
point.
So
I don't, I don't know if that falls under that protection clause or not, but
yeah,
just food for thought.
Privacy issues. Good call, Sonny.
You actually read those papers before you sign them?
You're supposed to, yes.
My dad's an attorney.
Ah, boom, there you go. All right.
Boom, yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. You know, this terrible show you shouldn't watch called South Park did an episode about this. And it was all about the, the agreements you make with, it was with Apple is who it was.
Okay.
Because the iTunes, every time iTunes updates, it's like,
he's like agree,
47
whatever.
Pages of, you know, what you agree to and some of the things that in there, in the clause. Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
But it got me thinking about that. It's like, dude, I say yes and I accept things.
Without even thinking.
Anytime
twice.
You go to a website and you're like signing up for a profile, it's like, do you agree to the terms and conditions?
Fine.
And you're like, you know, whatever, accept, sure. I don't know. You have no idea what those terms and agreements are.
Nope.
So that could be. Remember that one time we had this photo up for a while, actually. Remember the one classroom where the one kid, he was an African-American student. He did not get prior approval from his parents to be in the class photo. So they took this class photo and then photoshopped this like
smiley face,
stereotypical little black child face over him.
Yeah.
And people went crazy.
They got angry.
But they didn't know what else to do because they didn't want to just blur out his face.
Yeah.
But it could be a privacy thing because the school board, that's exactly what they're claiming. This teacher took a photo of this classroom and 9 of the 16 students had duct tape over their mouths and the caption said, finally found a way to get them to be quiet. This was on her personal Facebook page.
Yeah.
The principal saw it, said, take that down, informed all the students. She was put on unpaid administrative leave, you know, and the school board is determining whether or not to fire her. And so she said, this is actually what she says. Quote, do I think that one mistake should cost me the last 10 years of all the good I've done? Absolutely not. When your emotions are involved, that's when you learn things. So she says she understood. She snapped the photo because the students wanted her to. She put it on her Facebook page.
They told her to take it down. And she did.
So she actually requested the hearing because she was just told she was going to be put on leave and she had, you know, X amount of days to fight it. So she's presenting her case. The date for the hearing hasn't been set. But do you believe this teacher should be fired? She put a photo of her students up on her personal Facebook page and...
And is that one mistake bad enough for her to be let go forever?
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely think she should receive some kind of, you know, slap on the wrist for it, because I do feel like, you know, she's the teacher. She should be careful of what pictures she takes of her students, especially if she's going to put it on her personal Facebook.
Yeah.
That seems kind of selfish. But I don't think she deserves to get fired, especially for 10 years of being a teacher with no marks against you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy is we haven't shared this story yet because earlier in the week, another teacher was fired.
Oh, yeah.
And it was for stuff that she had done before she was even a teacher. When she was younger, she was actually a former, like, reformed porn star. Decides to turn her life around, goes through school, becomes a teacher,
and then
somehow somebody found out that, like, back in the day before she was ever a teacher, this is the lifestyle she had, and she was immediately terminated. So it's interesting to see, you know, how this one, I'm not saying that being a porn star is one minor mistake, but this one minor mistake for this girl posting a photo and or something even just from your past before you were even a teacher.
Can affect your future,
and we don't think about those things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. On that, like, I guess it's terrible for her, especially if she used to do something like that and then...
Trying to turn her life around.
Turns her life around. But I suppose she shouldn't be too surprised. I mean, if she really is forgiven, then she shouldn't be surprised when stuff like that comes back to haunt her, because, I mean, it's a consequence of what she did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it is unfortunate.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah,
good point.
Interesting week. It's tough because you're right. There are still going to be earthly consequences. Mm-hmm. I think of Romans 8 that tells us there's therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And so we are forgiven. Christ came. He died once for all of our sins. We are redeemed. We are forgiven. If we stand up and say, I follow Jesus Christ, He is my Lord and Savior, we're forgiven. We're redeemed. But there are still earthly consequences to that. So it's interesting. Couple teachers in the news this week. This one posted a Facebook photo of students with duct tape over their mouths. I guess the students got a hold of some duct tape. They thought it was funny. They wanted to take a photo. She put it on her Facebook page, and now she's on unpaid leave. Mm-hmm. That other lady that I was mentioning, she was in the news earlier this week because she was fighting it because she was a porn star, mm-hmm. formerly, changed her life, turned her life around, went to school, became a teacher, and then the school found out, oh, well, this was in your history. This
and
was in your
not
past.
Okay.
Not okay. Fired. Mm-hmm. Full on just fired. So, static.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Oh, I can't complain.
Cool. Hey, so, I mean, I'm listening to you guys about this teacher here, and, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm just different, but I personally, you know, as a parent, I have two kids. I have a 15-year-old, he's in ninth grade, and I have a 13-year-old that's in eighth grade. And honestly, if they were messing around and they put duct tape on their mouth and it was just a joke, I mean, after talking to my kid and saying, hey, you know, what was the deal with this? And he's like, oh, it was funny.
Right.
You know, I would see the humor in it.
Right.
You know, and honestly, I don't see the harm in what she did. I mean, taking a picture and putting it on Facebook, it's not like they were, like, half naked or anything, you know what I mean? Or,
yeah,
or some kind of discriminating type of a photo. It was just done in just as a joke.
Yeah.
And personally, I would hope that maybe those kids' parents would step up and say, hey, yo, you know what? It was a joke.
Yeah. Right.
You know, guys, relax. I mean, I think it's just, I personally think they're just taking that thing way extreme and overboard, in my opinion.
Yeah.
As a joke.
I mean,
it's duct tape on their mouth.
Right.
You know, I mean, unless these kids are, like, in some kind of protective services and have new identities, I mean, really,
right.
What's the harm?
Right. And you never know.
Very true.
You never know.
She's not condoning, like, they're doing, you know, smoking pot in class or something,
right.
Taking pictures and posting on Facebook. It's duct tape on their face.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Kind of keep it in perspective.
There you go. Man, okay. Thanks for the call.
Good thoughts.
All right. Yeah. Have a good one.
All right, you bye. Too. You know what, as a parent, it's hard for me because I think if one of my boy's teachers did the same thing, I probably would have asked Jack or
What's
Luke, like, what was
here?
The deal with that? You know? Oh, this, it. Right on. That's funny.
Yeah.
Cool. So I agree but there are some parents, I mean, like that one student, you know, a few months ago didn't want their child to be in the classroom photo for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And some parents are just very particular about that.
And it might be a case, I feel like it might also be a case of somebody saying something and they're kind of like the leader of it all and then everyone just follows along.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh yeah,
I agree. You're
did you
right.
That's amazing.
I hadn't thought about that before.
Can you believe that they did that?
Yeah.
So could be a case of that.
You never know. So phone number is 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in.
It's interesting to think about the reasons why that teacher is getting let go versus the other teacher that we just talked about.
Yeah.
That it was her past.
Yeah.
It was her past and she turned around. And is that okay? Like, I guess it had to have been legal.
She's obviously fighting it. Former porn star, she was let
go.
Yeah.
Her life around.
Turned her life around and went to school and became a teacher. And then, you know, the school board somehow found out.
And she hadn't committed anything
wrong. Right. This was in her past years prior. And they said, sorry, you know, not okay. You can't be a teacher.
Yeah.
Static.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, that old teacher thing. Not a big deal. I'm a parent of two.
Yeah.
I think my wife may be upset about it. I don't know. I'm a lot more laid back on it.
Okay.
Really be a big deal for me.
All right.
I know, like right now with my daughter, we're kind of going through like a private adoption type thing. And I don't know. So it unless that teacher knows, you know, everything that's going on in their students' lives, you know, it may be a reason why a parent isn't wanting their child to be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that last caller said, you know, they need to talk to the parents. And if the parents are okay with it, then just, you know, let it be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
He brings up
He
brings up a good point that there are certain situations, like I know I've talked to Clay Schroff. He comes in every Thursday to talk about the Aspen Project. He's highly involved.
I've gotten trouble once.
Respite. Yeah, adoption and foster care. I know that if you are fostering a child, you're not allowed to take pictures of them and put them on social media because
or say their name on the radio.
Or say their name on the radio.
I accidentally did that once.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, and then afterwards I found out exactly why you
because
don't do that.
Their parents are out there.
Right.
And they could be listening. They could see this picture. Then they find out all this information.
I had no
idea.
And
their kids are taken away from them for a very specific reason, not because they were a great parent.
I was put on unpaid administrative leave for seven years after that.
Oh my gosh, you need to stop.
No, not really. No,
you're not.
But I didn't know. So and then it was explained to me, and I was like, oh, dude, I had no idea. I am so sorry, because I didn't know, but you're right. You never know the situation. You don't know the situation.
So that was just, I think this teacher just didn't think about that, and she was asked to take it down, and she did, and then she was put on a leave?
Yeah, on unpaid leave, and going before the school board to try and fight for her job, because...
Which is necessary.
Yeah, so 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. Interesting story.
Yeah.
Got some lights for you now. Song's called Fourth Dimension. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Kids. Alive.
That's what the song is called.
It is Friday.
Good morning.
It is here. Speaking of kids. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, I'm Steve-O and Mitch. Hanging out with you.
Speaking of kids. An Ohio middle school teacher fighting to keep her job after she threw up a photo on Facebook. Well, I mean, she put a photo on Facebook. Yeah.
It would have been weird if she threw it up on Facebook.
Oh, you got to be careful with your words.
Can you even do that?
She's in the classroom. One of her students says, dude, my binder is busted. Can I get something to fix this? And she says, heck yeah, here's some duct tape. And the student took the duct tape, fixed the binder. Then she put some duct tape on her mouth. And other students were like, ha, 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 that's hilarious. Now I want to do it because let's ruin this joke. Because that's usually what happens with kids. One person does it and then 17 others want to do the exact same thing. And they milk it until the joke is just in the ground.
Stop it.
So they're putting duct tape on their mouths. And one of the students says, you should take a picture. Which she did. Posted it to Facebook. Principal saw it. Had her take the photo down. Contacted all the parents of the students that were in the photo. And now she is on unpaid leave. Mm-hmm. Could be losing her job. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Is that fair?
Hey, I was just listening to you guys on the radio about the teacher.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a parent. And those of us who are parents... You know, we've all thought of doing stuff like that in our head.
So, you know,
and so why not make light of it? But also, it makes me wonder where our priorities are these days. Because then you hear stories on the news about teachers abusing autistic kids in their class stuff. And they're on paid leave.
Right.
Oh,
true story, yeah.
You know, and then you've got... Just a teacher who is just trying to make light of it. Probably a hectic day for her. And she is on an unpaid leave, possibly being ready to lose her job.
Right. Right.
And it just makes me wonder where our priorities sit these days.
There you go.
So just thought I'd throw that out there.
Thank you so much for the call.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. Well, it is 9:50. Good words there.
And
I tend to agree. But at the same time, it's like... Then, if we're not sensitive to it, you never know the situation.
Ugh, you just don't know how to really react. Okay,
These are our parting words. Why, do you have a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, no, of course.
What's the difference between a cat and a comma?
What?
One has claws at the end of its paws, and one is a pause at the end of a clause.
Wow.
Was that too difficult for you?
Yeah, I'm still trying to think about it.
Okay.
Best I do is Mad Lib Monday, where I get to at least explain what an adjective is and a noun.
How does this one's easier. How does a duck hatch from an egg?
Huh?
They quack it.
Oh!
Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. We're done.
We are.
We out. We'll see you guys again Monday. We got Mad Lib Monday. What else do we got? On the horizon.
Cover to cover.
Man.
A lot of stuff to do.
And the final week of January.
Oh, yeah.
We're only 11 months away from Christmas.
Yay.
So excited.
Today.
Yeah. We'll see you guys again Monday. We're out. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.